Hey, you're here. I'm glad you could join me and Molly and... Molly? Where are you? Oh! There you are. What's this you're wearing? Are these skis? Oh, and mittens? And a scarf? So you want to go skiing, is that it? Molly loves to go skiing. She practices all the time. Oh, wait a second, Molly. If you're going to go out in the snow, you need one more thing. Well, she already has a scarf and mittens on. Oh, of course, she needs a hat. Now, let me see. Oh, well, here's a hat, Molly, but I don't think it's the kind of hat you need. It's a baseball hat. They're great for playing outside, but not in the snow. Huh. Nope. You need something to keep you warm. Something like... Oh, like these. Socks and tights will keep you warm. Here, I have an idea. And there. There we go, Molly. I've made you your very own wintertime bunny hat. No, not a dust bunny, Molly, a snow bunny. Now you're all set to go skiing, and you can do lots of neat tricks. Oh, but first we should stretch and warm up, just like this. Molly, are you ready to go skiing now? Molly? Oh, now where'd she go? Oh. There you are. Come here, silly. What have you been up to, young lady? Oh, Molly, I can see it. It's a mountain covered with snow. Oh, the big comfy mountain. Oh, and now Molly, the snow bunny, is going to ski downhill from the very top. Are you sure you want to try this, Molly? Okay, Molly never gives up. All right, and here she goes! Oh, Molly, you bumped your nose. Oh, do you want to stop now? You want to try again? She wants to try again. Okay. And there she goes. Oh, the agony of defeat. Okay, Molly. Had enough for one day? No. Molly never gives up. I'm impressed. Okay. Ready, Molly? And there she goes. She's going! Oh, Snow Bunny Molly's coming down for the finish line! She's gonna make it! She's gonna... She's fallen! And she can't get up! Oh, are you okay, Molly? Oh, that was your best skiing yet. Good for you, Molly. Are you glad you kept on going? Molly, are you ever freezing cold? You better come inside and get warm. No more snow. Get warm. Oh, you poor thing. Hey, no wonder you're freezing cold. Your mittens are full of holes. Well, I'll warm you up, not to worry. Let's see. Here. Oh, we can use this. It's a tea cozy. Well, normally it goes over a teapot to keep your tea warm, but we'll put Molly inside. There we go. Now it's a Molly cozy. And I'll knit you some new mittens. All I need is my wool and knitting needles. Oh, now where could it be? There we go. Now I'm gonna knit you some mittens, Molly. Oh, it's really easy. I've seen Granny Garbanzo do it all the time. Okay, see, all you do is wind the wool around like this. And then you stick the knitting needle in like this and waggle it around a bit. And then mittens come out. Oh, rats. This isn't working, Molly. Knitting's harder than I thought. Oh, it's looking more like spaghetti than mittens. Spaghetti, forgetti. You know what you need, Molly? Hey, you need some soup. There you go. Some chicken soup. Just the thing for a fever or a cold. There you go. Now, are you still glad you went skiing? Yeah, well, at least you didn't give up, that's for sure. And I won't give up on your mittens either. I'm gonna get them made, I promise. If I could just get all this tangled stuff. This isn't working! I give up! Molly, you keep yourself warm here. I'm gonna go see if Major Bedhead has brought us a letter today. Yeah! Bedhead, how are you today?
Oh, hello, Lunette. I'm hot, that's how I am. H-O-T, hot. Boy, I got so many deliveries to do today. Oh, boy, am I working up a sweat. Boy, let me tell you. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Granny Garbanzo. Ooh. It's Major Bedhead. Oh, he's all hot and feeling woozy.
And wobbly.
Oh, and wobbly, what should we do?
Here, Bedhead, here. Sit your shorts down on the steps and rest a little bit.
But I have so much work to do today, and so many parcels to deliver. If only it wasn't so hot. Oh. Whew. Well, at least I can deliver this one. Special delivery for Lunette.
For me? Thanks, Major Bedhead. I wonder what's inside.
Hope it's an ice cube.
What are these?
Is there a note inside?
Oh, yep. Oh, and it's from my Auntie Macassar. Let's see. Dear Lunette, I am writing to you from beautiful Ecom Secom. Oh, there she is, standing next to a silly-looking snow clown. I arrived just in time for the snow festival.
Snow? Really? How far is it from here to Ecom Secom? Snow would really cool me down.
I know it's not snowing where you are now, so I have sent you a nose warmer and a spare to share. Maybe you can pretend to be a snow clown, since these nose warmers look something like carrots, and that's what snow clowns' noses are made from, or at least they were when I was a little girl. Here's hoping you have fun in the sun. Love from your Auntie Macassar.
Oh, great. Nose warmers. Just what I need. Something to make me even hotter.
Maybe if you pretended to be a snow clown, you wouldn't feel so hot.
Pretend? Snow clown? That's supposed to help? Yeah, right. Well, maybe it will. Okay. Hey, Lunette, do you want to pretend it's winter?
Sure.
And while you are pretending to be snow clowns, I'll play along with my tambourine. See? I used old bottle caps to make the shaky bits. Pretty good, huh? Snow is falling. It is a nice, cold winter's day. It is snowing. No two snowflakes are alike as they fall and twirl out of the cloudy sky. And no two snow clowns are alike either. This one is tall, and this one is short. Two nice as ice snow clowns. But then the sun comes out and warms the day. It gets warmer and warmer and warmer. And the snow clowns start to melt down and down until they are just a puddle on the ground. But then the sun goes behind the cloud, and it gets colder and colder. It gets freezing. It is oh so shivery cold. And those snow clown puddles turn to ice. Hard as icicles. They are icicles with carrot noses. How are you feeling now, Bedhead? Not so hot, huh?
Cold. Freezing cold.
Good. Oy! But then the snow wind started to blow, and the ice turned to snow, and the snow danced and whirled faster and faster and faster until all the snow had fallen, and all was quiet and soft.
Boy, that's better. I don't feel so hot anymore. Thanks, Granny. Thanks, Lunette.
Oh, you're welcome. Does this mean you're off to deliver more packages?
Yes, it does. And my first one is special delivery for Granny Garbunzo.
For me? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Well, actually, I should. It's my job.
Open it, Granny. See what's inside.
Oh, it's wool for knitting.
Knitting? What a coincidence.
Well, I have to be off. Time for me to finish the rest of my deliveries. Nothing like a good chill in the air to keep you active and alert. Well, a courier's work is never done. Granny, Lunette, goodbye, and thank you.
Listen, Granny, could you teach me how to knit? I wanted to make some mittens for Molly, but I'm not very good with wool. I mean,
gets all tangled, and then I get mad. Well, not mad, really, just...
Frustrated?
Frustrated, yeah, that's it. And, well, then I feel all tangled up inside myself, and I don't know what to do next.
Well, the first thing to remember is don't give up. It's not hard. It just takes practice, like winding wool. Here, you can help me. Sit over there and hold your hands out like this. That's it. This is how we start.
Okay. Well, Granny, I'll never be as good a knitter as you.
I wasn't always a good knitter.
You weren't?
No, I had to practice. And I had to remember not to give up. Let me tell you a story about when I was a young girl. Back in the old days. Back in the old country. Long ago, there was a girl, and her mother called her Doña. She lived in the country on a farm. Things were different there and then. In winter, Doña had lots of chores, lots of jobs to do. She carried wood to the wood stove, and the stove crackled and warmed everything as she carefully fed the fire. The kettle whistled as snow fell softly outside. Doña was a bouncy little girl. She didn't like to sit still. Her mother said she was full of beans. Doña liked to skate on the river. She liked to ski in the woods. She liked to chop the wood. She liked to milk Buttercup their cow. Even in the winter, out in the cold barn. Back then, people knitted their own hats and mitts and scarves to keep warm. Sometimes the hats and mitts were itchy and scratchy, and Doña didn't like that. So sometimes her mother would buy special soft wool just for her to knit her own self. But Doña didn't like to knit. Why? Because she had to sit still and stay in the house and count the stitches. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. It made her bored. It made her sleepy. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Could she please go skating on the river? Could she please go skiing in the woods? Could she please go feed Buttercup the cow? Not until she finished 11 rows of knitting. 11? Yes, 11 whole rows. Because it was important to have warm knitted scarves for winter, so she wouldn't catch a cold. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Doña liked it when the kittens would play with the balls of wool. But then, she was the one who had to untangle the knots. Not fair. But she didn't give up. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, twirl two. I mean, purl two. Hey, that was it. Doña would make up a game, a knitting game, so she wouldn't get bored. She was so smart. She would knit and twirl. She would knit a whole row, and then she would jump up and twirl too. Her mother thought she was silly and fun. And that was how Doña learned to like knitting. Knitting and twirling, knitting and twirling, knitting and twirling. She became a very good knitter.
Mm.
And I became an even better twirler.
Oh. Oh, Granny, you sure can twirl.
I do a pretty mean hoochie-coochie, too.
Oh, thanks for telling me that story. Next time I won't give up so easily. But, you know, right now I should get going back to Molly and see how she's doing.
Well, why don't you take these mittens that we made for Molly?
Ooh.
And the no nose warmers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks again, Granny. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey there, Molly. Look what I brought you. Mittens, see? Granny Garbanzo made them. And I'm going to learn how to knit. I am. I'm not going to give up. So how are you feeling, anyway? Oh, hey. Is your nose cold? Uh-huh, it is. There we go. Well, this looks like a job for Dr. Lunette. Mm-hmm. Yep. This can be our thermometer. And we'll just take your temperature. Tuck it under your arm like that. There you go. Oh, and now you want some spaghetti. Spaghetti. Molly, did you know that the word spaghetti starts with the letter S? The alphabet game? Good idea. Hey, sometimes laughter is the best medicine. Come on. Okay, can you guess the letter of the day? Can you guess? Yes, can you see the shape I'm making with my body? What's that? Do you see it? Oh, you think it might be the letter S? So, you guessed it. It is the letter S. That's super, splendid, spectacular. Yes, for S. S for skating. Ah, so Molly, how are you feeling? Oh, I see you found some spaghetti for yourself, huh? Well, then you must be feeling better. Let's check your temperature, shall we? Go. Oh, you're all better. Gee, I wonder if it was the chicken soup, or the spaghetti, or maybe it was my TLC. Tender Loving Clown. Well, everything is perfect now. Yeah, everything is totally back to... Hey, wait a minute. Who made this big mess? Me? I did all this? Oh, well. Then there's only one thing for me to do. Get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! That's right, Molly. We don't give up until the job's done, even if it's when we're cleaning up after ourselves. Well, I'm glad you could be with Molly and me today. Take care. Thanks for coming over. Sweet dreams.
Jumped over the moon.